Live from the road in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom here in Western North Carolina again today. Wanted to tell you the truth when nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest, as I always am. God bless America. This is the Steve Greer Show, and here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, Berkeley, California, admitting it has failed miserably. The green new steel attacking gas appliances is being dumped after 4 years. Completely dumb idea anyway. Number two, New York City slapping citizens across the face, wasting tens of millions of dollars by giving illegal aliens prepaid debit cards. They get $1,400 a month. People are struggling in this country. Could you use an extra $1,400? And number three, Donald Trump had a huge day yesterday. His net worth skyrocketing, maybe as high as $9 billion. I'm not really sure, but apparently it's going up again today. DJT is the new stock ticker. And here on Barron's, I see that screen so I can see it. Here on Barron's, it says it's gone up 11% overnight in pre-market trading. So Donald Trump could be worth another $500 million today. So his net worth puts him in the top 450 people in the world all of a sudden. So here's how, wow, here's how it happened. He took Truth Social public with a merger, and the IPO performed better than expected. All part of a very good week for Donald Trump, to say the least. He made what, $4.5 billion yesterday? $4.5 billion is his portion. He's at about 58% ownership of DJT. Trading on NASDAQ, said he would never take anything to the New York Stock Exchange ever again because of the way New York behaves. He said, I won't support the New York Stock Exchange. I'll support NASDAQ. So DJT is there. And I want to bring this all in because it's a $175 million bond he's supposed to pay here in, what, 8 days now? It was at 2.7% of his worth. Now it's down to about 2% of his net worth today. And obviously, these are volatile numbers. The stock could go down, and then he could lose $1 billion or make $1 billion at any rate. I want to talk about some of the polling, because there are things that are happening that are important heading to the election. For example, the top seven states that everybody's looking at, the big swing states, Donald Trump leads in every single one, right? Every single one. Arizona, this is the real clear politics average. And I share this with you because I want you to know this is the polar opposite, really, of where we were 4 years ago. Joe Biden and the desperate Democrats are having real trouble getting traction anywhere. Okay, so Arizona, Trump up 5.2%. Georgia up 5.2%. Michigan up 3.5%. Nevada up 3%. North Carolina 4.4%, where I am right now. And trust me, we keep talking to working people here in North Carolina. I can't find one that's going to vote for Joe Biden. I have not yet. I found a retired newspaper guy who was involved with USA Today. He's voting for Joe Biden. That's it. And his wife, I would assume. In Pennsylvania, Trump by a sliver, 0.2%, and Wisconsin, 0.8%. This is the real clear politics average. But those first five states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, there has not been a single poll in any of those states that shows Joe Biden ahead. Not one, and not in months. That's real trouble for the Biden campaign. And then that brings you to the Senate races. Look, Larry Hogan is a nightmare for the Democrats. He's a never Trump kind of guy. Larry Hogan, he's a Republican, sort of. I mean, he's a Republican, but he's not very conservative, really. But he is the two-time governor of Maryland. His popularity in Maryland is at like 65%. His numbers are great. He has 61% support with Democrats, does Larry Hogan, right? Well, it looks like he's going to win this race, very likely. He's got a double-digit lead on every Democrat contender. David Trone is a member of Congress who's running for that Senate seat, and Larry Hogan's clubbing him like a baby seal. I'm not kidding you. It's ugly. So here are some of the Senate races we should be watching. Maryland, West Virginia, Ohio, Montana, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Nevada. And here are the two on that list that are just really shocking. Maryland, which I just mentioned, and Michigan. Michigan has not elected a Republican senator since 1994. That was Spencer Abraham, of course. And he was there for a single term. Well, it looks like that seat's up for grabs, could be hot. But think about this. Maryland, West Virginia, and Ohio could all go to the Republicans early in the night on November the 5th. Montana could go. Arizona could go. Pennsylvania, I don't see as likely right now, but a great ad was just released there. And in Nevada, I don't know. But Republicans could pick up 3 seats, 4 seats, 5 seats. It'd be no surprise, right? No surprise at all. And new census data in Pennsylvania suggesting an advantage for Donald Trump and the Republican Party, because Philadelphia County, one of the bedrock anchors for Democrats in the state of Pennsylvania, has been losing people, and a lot of them. They're hemorrhaging people. And so the headline is this: in the 2020 presidential election, Biden defeated Trump by under 100,000 votes, winning the state 50% to 48.8%. And it's going to be pivotal this year as well, potentially, but maybe not. If Trump carries Michigan, if Trump carries Arizona, it's over. Pennsylvania and Wisconsin can go to Joe Biden, and it would make no difference whatsoever. If those states I just mentioned, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, and I don't believe that Georgia or North Carolina are swing states at all. I've told you that for some time. They are not. They are already in the red column, so that brings down Arizona, Michigan, Nevada, where collectively Donald Trump is winning by a wide margin. Nevada key, because you have the new governor there, a Republican. So that's an important race. And in Pennsylvania, they've lost all these people in these big counties that are Democrat. That could be the difference in the race, according to these studies that are being done by census readers and so forth. And there you have it. And meanwhile, in Texas, just so you don't get carried away on the Texas thing, because Democrats keep thinking they're going to win Texas. They're not. You know, they're not. Texas, they have a double-digit lead all through the state. Yeah, the ongoing attacks on Donald Trump failing in the courtroom these days, failing in the court of public opinion as well. Listen to this.
You know, every single one of these arrows they managed to stick into Donald Trump helps him politically. And I didn't, you know, it was kind of hard. You know, I'm not a lawyer. I had the decency not to go to law school. So a lot of this stuff sort of confused me. But when you watch at every turn, it really does look like Donald Trump is kind of running the tables on all of these cases. And then then if you step back and kind of look at the cumulative effect, whether it's the all of the soap opera drama going on down in Fulton County or the ridiculous trial that went on in New York accusing him of overstating the value of his property in order to get loans, and everybody and all the banks that he did business with came back and wanted to do more business with him. You know, the cumulative effect of that is that it makes all, you know, even if there was a solid case in here, it still looks ridiculous. But whatever it looks like all these Democrat elected prosecutors are clearly going after him, trying to destroy their biggest political enemy. And it's not working.
And it's not working. It's not working at all. It's an utter failure, in fact. There you have it. We're going to dig deeper into this. Look, the poll numbers are the poll numbers. And look, it's March. We're a long way from the big game. But if the election were today, Donald Trump wins in a walkaway with more than 330 electoral votes. I'll be right back. Why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriot Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoids, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriot Relief. Use promo code Gruber at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more.